Alyssa Milano says stop the coronavirus gun surge after admitting to owning guns for self-defense. By David Ng on April 9, 2020. Actress and left-wing activist Alyssa Milano is telling people to stop buying up firearms during the coronavirus pandemic, saying that the coronavirus gun surge must come to an end. Her warning comes just a few months after the former Charmed star admitted that she owns two guns for self-defense purposes. Alyssa Milano posted a video on Twitter late Thursday in which she admonished gun owners for stockpiling weapons and ammunition during a time of crisis, and while criminals in states across the country are being freed from prison. "I know that we are all scared and stressed out during these really uncertain times. But that is exactly why stockpiling weapons, you know, could have dire consequences for our own personal safety and those around us," the actress said. "The weapons that people are buying today could end up being used in households, schools, churches, bars, and on our streets in the future. So we all have to look out for each other." Milano concluded, "We can't lose any more lives to guns during this pandemic, or after it's over." But the Hollywood star admitted in a debate with Senator Ted Cruz, RTX, in September that she personally owns firearms. "I have two guns in my household for self-defense, just so you know," she said. "Do as I say, not as I do." Milano has proposed universal background checks, restricting access to AR-15s, and background checks for bullet purchases. At the same time, she has insisted that she is a defender of the Second Amendment. Breitbart News has reported that gun sales are surging during the Chinese coronavirus pandemic, overwhelming both state and federal background check systems. Alyssa Milano has recently come under fire for downplaying a sexual harassment allegation against presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden, who has been accused by a former staffer of using his fingers to penetrate her against her will. Milano has been a major supporter of the Time's Up and #MeToo movements, even attending the Supreme Court confirmation hearings of Justice Brett Kavanaugh and declaring that women must be believed. But she recently said on Twitter that accusations against men must now be investigated with due process. Follow David Ng on Twitter at @HeyIt'sDavidNG. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.